Hello, and welcome to another edition of WTF Just Happened Today, your essential guide to making the news make sense. It's Wednesday, February 4th, 2026, and I'm Matt Keiser. Today's edition was written and edited by me, and this audio version was narrated using text-to-speech and a clone of my voice. Same stories, just rewritten for audio. And as a reminder, this is a working prototype. So if something sounds off, please let me know at wtfjht.com/feedback. Now, here's what just happened today. First up, Trump doubled down on his call to nationalize voting, saying the federal government should get involved in state elections. The White House said he meant the SAVE Act, which would require proof of citizenship to register. But the bill doesn't federalize elections, and it stayed stalled in the Senate after passing the House. Trump also said, "I don't know why the federal government doesn't do them anyway," after first floating the idea Monday in a podcast interview with ex-FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino, urging Republicans to take over voting in at least 15 places. Next, Senate Majority Leader John Thune said he was not in favor of federalizing elections, while Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer called the idea outlandishly illegal. And Steve Bannon said ICE would surround the polls during the 2026 midterm elections, as Democratic secretaries of state said they were running tabletop exercises to prepare for potential federal interference. In other news, the Supreme Court allowed California to use its voter-approved congressional map for the 2026 midterms. The court rejected an emergency effort by state Republicans and the Trump administration to block the map as a racial gerrymander, and the unsigned order noted no dissents. The order left in place a lower court ruling that the Proposition 50 lines were redrawn on a partisan basis, not a racial one. Meanwhile, the Trump administration said it would pull 700 federal immigration officers from Minnesota, leaving about 2,000 in place as part of the Minneapolis Immigration Enforcement Operation. Border Czar Tom Homan said Minnesota County jails were cooperating more with ICE, and he announced a single ICE-CBP chain of command, with immediate body camera deployment for officers in Minneapolis. Homan said mass deportations remained the goal, and that people in the country illegally were not off the table. Also, the Justice Department removed a Department of Homeland Security attorney in Minneapolis after she told a judge that this job sucks and asked to be held in contempt so she could get 24 hours of sleep. Julie Lay said she had been handling about 90 immigration cases tied to Operation Metro Surge and acknowledged failures to follow court orders, including repeated failures to follow detainee release orders. The judge said workload was no excuse for ignoring orders, and DHS called her conduct unprofessional, with it still unclear whether Lay was also fired. Next, the man who tried to assassinate Trump at his Florida golf club in 2024 was sentenced to life in prison. U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon imposed life without parole on Ryan Routh after a September jury convicted him on 5 counts, including attempted assassination and assault on a federal officer. Cannon also added a mandatory 7 years for a firearm offense, and Routh's attorney said he would appeal. Finally, the Washington Post laid off about 1/3 of its staff, eliminating more than 300 newsroom jobs in what executives called a strategic reset. The cuts ended the sports section in its current form, closed the book section, suspended the Post Reports podcast, shrank foreign bureaus, and restructured Metro. Executives cited a nearly 50% drop in search traffic over 3 years and losses of about $77 million in 2023 and roughly $100 million in 2024, as publisher Will Lewis set a break-even goal by the end of 2026. Meanwhile, billionaire owner Jeff Bezos, one of the world's richest people with about $260 billion, did not comment as critics, including former editor Marty Baron and the Post Guild, argued that the paper's losses were negligible relative to his fortune. They warned the cuts would hollow a pillar of American journalism and noted that subscribers had canceled en masse after Bezos blocked a 2024 Kamala Harris endorsement. That's all for now. You can find the full edition and all the cited sources at wtfjht.com. And if you have a minute, help me improve this audio edition, wtfjht.com/feedback. Thanks for listening. I'm Matt Keiser, and I'm glad you're here.